going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It is a bad company, not your father's bad company. It's the Paul Rogers that quit to play with Jimmy Page and The Firm, who I saw in concert at the Cap Center 40 years ago. And then they brought in the new dude. Then they got more pop oriented. So that's what we're listening to. But Ryan Ripken, first of all, what's happening?
Hey, happy Friday here. I know I'm feeling a little bit some negative energy going around.
You feeling a negative vibe?
Well, you know what here? I think I want us to separate because I love coming in, talking to you and Nolan through the glass. Cannot speak for Nolan ever. Learn that. But I do know there are some frustrations around Baltimore. Is that fair to say?
That would be an understatement at this time. 12 games under 500 for the first time since the end of the 21 season when they were the worst team in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, worst record to start a season since 2019, which was Mike Elias and Brandon Hyde's first season. And to not to keep revisiting a topic that has become, it's going to remain a topic until some, I know about Mike Elias did the best he could when he did the old media thing last week or so that, you know, nobody's getting fired, basically is what he's saying, until the owner has to come out, I guess, David Rubenstein. From what you know of him, Ryan Ripken, does he seem like the guy that would come out and say, look, because he's always deferred to the experts.
Yep.
Come out and say, look, everyone, I know you're pissed. We're not firing anybody, so let's move on to the next thing to complain about. Is he that guy?
Yeah, well, what I have appreciated with, you know, David Rubenstein and Mike Arougheti, the two majority owners now of the Baltimore Orioles, that, you know, people have to keep in mind, this is their first full year of being at the helm here. And what I mean by that is, yes, they might have been there for the 2024 season, but that deal was set in stone and acquired right before opening day.
His introductory press conference was on opening day.
Exactly. So my point is, what do you do when a season just starts? Nothing. Because you have to sit there and you have to evaluate. And then what happened? The Orioles, despite having some second half struggles, they still win a lot of games. They go to the postseason once again. They still are able to have the opportunity to make some noise, and they don't. So then you go into an offseason, your first offseason of truly assessing. And now you can talk to Mike Elias and say, hey, here's where we're at. This is what we need to look at. And so when people were worrying about spending, they spent more. But in the first year, you're going, wait a minute, we got to see kind of what we have. So they are patient in that mindset. Now I'll take it to the next step. I think this year after, or maybe it's mid-year, I think they're going to have a really good indication of, all right, Mike, if it's same to Mike Elias, this is what we're going to expect moving forward. And also, this is what we want. I still think that they don't want to be the ones that are going to be quick to the emotional judgment. That's what I think. But I will say, though, I don't expect any firings at this moment unless this Orioles team goes down a hole, Bob. And I'm saying they lose 10, 11, games in a row where it becomes so toxic that we know that that can happen. But for right now, if the Orioles are floundering and winning a game here and there, and they're still 8 games under .500 going into June, I don't see a change being made then, if that makes sense.
Sure. But they are kind of floundering based on expectations.
No doubt about it. And I think the ownership's also, fans don't want to hear this, but they're being given the benefit of the doubt with the sense of, you couldn't account that you were going to have no Zach Eflin, no Grayson Rodriguez. You can't account then for your lineup being, you know, anemic, essentially. They're not out there being that prolific group. What do we talk about all the time here? The Orioles knew the pitching staff on the starting rotation was going to be a problem. But if you're looking at recently, that hasn't been the case. It's been the offense that hasn't come through. The offense, statistically, is at the bottom of the barrel in almost any important metric in the game. That was supposed to be a strength of your team. So that's something I think they have to evaluate. But from an ownership stance, I think that they're trying to let this play out, trying to get as much information. And when you move forward into 26, you can really put your imprint on what you want your ball club to be for the decades plus that they're going to be owning this team.
Now, let me ask you this. Say they're 12 games under .500 a month from now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're creeping closer to the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Eflin, Sagano, Cedric, Mountie starting to heat up. Do they all become... Because then you're punting the season.
Yep.
But you're not rebuilding, per se, because you still have a great young nucleus. You need some of these guys to start playing better. But do you start to maybe sell off some pieces that are hitting free agency and trying to get what you can? As other teams know, it's like, well, they're done. And we're not going to, they're not going to get, they're going to get 75 cents on a dollar, if that.
I think that's probably the one thing with ownership and for Mike Elias for this year, like right now, during the midseason, if the Orioles do fall out, who is going to be with you when you continue on for years to come? Which veterans are you going to keep? Who's going to be a part of the long-term plan? I mean, you just mentioned it. The Orioles have this young talent that they're going to have the next few years, regardless, no extensions, no anything. They're going to be on the roster, right? And they're good players. So you hope that they figure it out. And I really do think if this isn't turned around this year, there's no reason in my mind, if the Orioles commit to a couple veterans, go out and get some pieces, that they're not contending to win the AL East next year. Right? So I think that is the one question mark. And I know we look at, hey, if guys are going to be free agents, Cedric Mullins is one of those guys. I personally think you got to draw a line in the sand. And I think that some of those guys, Cedric to me means more to Baltimore than I think people want to admit. I don't want to see him go.
Sure.
So you just got to make a choice. Who do you want to help lead this club moving forward? And if you make that decision, then you should act appropriately here when the trade deadline approaches.
But if you're going to keep him around, shouldn't you engage in contract negotiation talks, which apparently haven't even started yet?
If you don't trade pending free agents, and we'll just stay with Cedric Mullins, if you don't trade Ceddie at the deadline, he must be re-signed. It's not like we'll see what happens. No. You don't trade him then, if you're out of it, to not bring him back. He has to come back to Baltimore. And I, to be honest, I'm sure if you went to Ceddie and be like, hey, we want you to be that leader, I guarantee you Ceddie would be like, hey, I want to stay here. Now for the right price.
Ripping it with Ryan, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw will come back, take your phone calls. Walt Williams will be joining us at 12:30, talk about the NBA playoffs. Knicks trying to finish off Boston. We got Buy or Sell coming up later in the hour as well. American League East Report at 1 o'clock. A former Terp hit a couple of jacks yesterday for the Rays.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ripping it with Ryan. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. Orioles taking on the Nats tonight. Mackenzie Gore leads majors in K's. He's left-handed. Yeah, it's going to turn out well. Kate Povich on the hill for the Birds, who gives you innings for the most part. Unfortunately, he always has one inning, which tends to get a little pear-shaped there, right? Rip.
Yeah. Hey, Povey, though, playing the Nats last time, pitched extremely well.
Yes, he
right?
did.
So, and we've seen some of these pitchers, they can get in a rhythm against teams that they've already had success against. But Povey's got good stuff. But this is also part of that learning curve where you got to find a way to, you know, scratch and claw, avoid a big inning, right? Because that can derail everything. Look at the other couple days ago. Dean Kramer had the one big inning against the Twins there where they put up a four spot when the Orioles were winning 3-0.
Yeah.
And it takes away the whole flavor of what that outing could be. So, Kate Povich, hopefully tonight, work ahead, pitch in the zone. Don't be afraid to challenge hitters. And if he does that, he should be okay.
And then yesterday, Sugano gave up back-to-back homers.
Yeah.
But, you know, he got zero, literally, zero run support. All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. We go to Baltimore. It's Dave. Dave, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Doing great.
Hey, happy Preakness weekend.
Yes, I'm 0-2 at the track so far. I'm betting live. Say hi to Ryan Ripken, by the way.
Hey, Ryan. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Good, good. Got a quick question for you. You were just talking about the trade deadline, even further. So Ryan Mountcastle, I'm not sure how much time he's got left with the Orioles. I think he could be a trade chip the way he's playing. Also, like you said, Mullins. I mean, we got Bradfield and we got Beavers down on the farm. We've got a lot of prospects, so I think he'll probably go as well. What do you think?
Well, I appreciate the question. You know, this is where my dilemma at least comes in, that prospects are exciting because they have the potential to be what everyone envisions them to being, but we've seen it. They don't always turn into that. Some of them can become all-stars. Some of them only have a little bit of a cup in the big leagues, right? A cup of coffee in the big leagues. So that's when I talk about a guy like Cedric Mullins, where if Enrique Bradfield Jr. is going to be groomed to be him, are you comfortable that there could be growing pains? Cedric Mullins is a bona fide big leaguer. Ryan Mountcastle, on the other hand, There's a log jam at the corner positions for the Orioles, right? So there's multiple guys that could jump in. So I definitely think that Mountie could be on the move more in this case, personally. But that's the dilemma that teams have to realize about prospects. They're exciting, but there is a lot of growing pains. We just talked about Cade Povich a second ago. There's going to be growing pains if you go that route.
Yeah, and Mountie, I believe, signed through next year.
Yeah, so he's not a free agent until 2027. One more year of arbitration.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Steve in West Baltimore. Steve, what's happening?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing, Steve?
All right. I had a little discussion with Nolan about why he wants to fire the manager. I don't think that you can do, and Ryan, you can say, it's not a plug and play when it comes to the manager. You know, what I think the problem is, okay, the problem is this. The team is having a hard time adjusting to the league. The league has caught up with them, okay? Ryan, you will also agree on this as well. As a batter, okay, when they use that word slump, okay, when you get in that slump, it's more of a mind thing more than anything else. Mm-hmm. The ball looks a little more smaller and everything else. Ryan, you can agree to that. Mm-hmm. When you know when a hitter is hot, it's when he sprays the ball around the field. Let me get to the manager and everything, because everybody is like, hey, let's fire the manager. Let's fire the manager. Listen, I've talked to him one time before when he was in the National League. Great mind as a manager, okay? The problem, I'll say, the downfall with him is he don't keep the same lineup. We talked about that about 2 weeks ago, all right? The other thing that I have is this. Mullins, hey, like you said, he's a bona fide major league player, okay? So the young players are looking at him like, you know, what is he going to do with him? Are they going to sign him or not? If I was in Mullins' shoe, I would continue on doing what he's doing right now, make it hard for the Orioles, not only to trade him, but also to sign him. I don't like talking about other people's money and everything else, Ryan, because you know we both been there, done that. Mm-hmm. Same thing with you being on the radio and all. You know, you don't want to get into too many people's pockets when it comes to the radio and everything, as far as, you know, you don't want to get people upset. Last but not least, I want to say this. Hey, listen, it's a young team. They're going to have growing pains, okay? The last thing, let me do one more thing.
Yeah, real quick, because we got other people here.
I got you. One more thing, okay? Where I also see is first pitch swinging, they don't give the next batter a chance to figure out, okay, what exactly is this gentleman doing on the mound? Is he got a good fastball, curveball, changeup, and everything else? Hey, let me go. Fellas, y'all have a good weekend.
All right, Steve, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Steve.
First of all, you get paid for this?
Do you?
You son of a bitch. but his points, what he's saying, are valid for sure. But, you know, go ahead.
There are a lot of things
to unpack with it.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack. But, you know, first thing going through it, slumps. Everything for me when it comes to baseball, and I mentioned this in the past, you get to the big leagues because you have done two things. One, your talent is just so incredible that you can be able to get past some of your deficiencies, or that you figure out how to maximize your potential with maybe less talent. And that's mindset. That's knowing what you have to do. That's an approach. That's a mentality. So when guys go through hardships and struggles, the better players out there, and it's not saying that they are the more talented, the better players figure out how to get out of it quicker. And when you're in the big leagues and you're trying to figure it out, and a lot of these guys haven't figured it out, how do you deal with failure? That's the biggest thing right now that you're seeing with these Orioles players. And we talked about Kyle Stowers, actually, on my show, the Ryan Ripken Show, yesterday. People want to talk about Kobe Mayo not playing well, like, you know, coming up for a second. Kyle Stowers hit .167 when he came up. I think it was 23, whatever it was.
He's had a couple calls.
Now he's over 400 at-bats, and now it looks like he's thriving, right? Last year when he got traded to Miami, he hit below 200. So there's no right way to get to it, but for players, they have to battle through. And the final point for Steve, guys in lineups, you just have to figure out how to get the job done. No one's going to feel sorry for you. No one's going to feel bad if you haven't gotten a hit in a week. No one cares that you're 12 games under .500, even at this point in time. They care about what are you going to do next. But you got to continue to work on that And you got to keep your emotions out of it, because if you let your emotions consume you, you're going to be in a rough place.
Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Kevin in Pasadena. Kevin, thanks for holding. You're on with Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, and Nolan McGraw.
Thanks, guys. Hey, I got a question. Ryan could probably answer this. I have a theory. I'm not a psychologist, but I have a theory that you have two stars. It was like when Oscar Robertson and Lou Alcindor tried to play together. It didn't work. And when you have Adley, who was the star, he was going to be the Orioles' main guy. He was thriving. Henderson comes up and struggles, and Adley's still the guy. And then Henderson takes off, and Adley goes into an almost year-long slump now. And I think there is a chemistry problem. Again, I'm not a psychologist, but I think the Orioles need to call a psychologist in and say, fellas, we got to get our minds straight, or crazily, somebody's got to go, because the rest of the team is following those two. And I think both of them expect to be the star, and they've created so much pressure on themselves to be the guy. And that's, to me, that's almost a glaring problem in chemistry.
All right, Kevin, thanks for the call. First of all, Big O and Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, they won an NBA championship, went to the finals twice. I think they coexisted fine. Thank you very much. And haven't Gunnar and Adley been all-stars together?
Yeah, they, you know, Kevin, I appreciate the thought and the
theory.
Where's
the leather couch?
I don't think it's about a star power who wants to be the superstar in the face of the franchise, because ironically, neither of them really like the spotlight much. They really don't. I mean, Adley does not want to deal with media. Neither does Gunnar. And also, that's a whole other different situation. Sure. I would hope that one of them would want to embrace that. That's a whole different discussion. I think personally, when you've been told you are the savior, I think for Adley, you are the guy, and you come up here and you are beloved, and the Orioles start playing better because you're up here and you are definitely a big piece of that. And then you have to start dealing with how to get better at the big league level, the adjustments. You're playing banged up. And then guess what? This is not what's talked about, but we've heard the word contract extensions. I can guarantee you that is on his mind of, I want to get a deal done. What's my value? And guess what? Every time you're thinking, I need to go out there and play well, the opposite happens. So I think it's a combination of Adley no longer has this praise. People are being more critical. That's pressure. You're dealing with a contract extension. That's pressure. And by the way, you still are looked at as one of the leaders on the team, on a failing team right now. Those three things add to pressure that I think is contributing to Adley's unfortunate slumping.
And doing what we do here at Sports Talk Radio, Brandon Hyde, Adley Rutschman are kind of the two point men for why they are where they are right now in the eyes of a lot of fans.
Mm-hmm.
12 games under 500. We'll come back, talk about the NBA current day with the Wizard Walt Williams. Knicks about to close out Boston tonight. Denver and OKC going to the always fun Game 7, so stick around for that. We got buy or sell. Let's count that weekend money. 1 o'clock American League East report. We got more Ryan. Ryan's not going to rag on the Orioles. He's the voice of reason. Nolan wants to fire people. I'm kind of steady as she goes, even though I'm starting to percolate more to the running hot side of things. Matt Wyrick, talk to him about the free agent signees of the offseason and how most of them are getting failing grades.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
up. Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And then you got OKC and Denver Game 7 coming up on Sunday. Here to talk about that and more, Maryland legend, played in the NBA playoffs a few times himself. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in our buddy, the Wizard, Walt Williams. Walt, what's up?
What's going on, brother?
Feeling all right. Say hi to Ryan Ripken.
What's going on, Walt?
What's going on, Ryan? How you doing, my man?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
All right, Walt. What happened to Cleveland? I know Mitchell got hurt, but they went in five, and you know he did everything he could in game five. But number one seed, great regular season, one of the great regular seasons in the history of that franchise. But did they lay an egg, or did Indiana just kind of put it on them here?
Yeah, I think that, you know, injuries early on hurt that team, got them out of rhythm. You know, even Donovan Mitchell was hobbling around out there. So, you know, I think the injury bug kind of hurt them. And you certainly have to be more healthy than they were to deal with a Pacers team that has so much depth. You know, you talk about Halliburton, Siakam, Turner, Nesmith, Mathurin, Toppin, McCollum. I mean, it's just endless. You know, they have so many guys that can come at you in waves. And so they keep a lot of guys fresh. Because they can do that, they are very good on the defensive end because they have so much depth. And so they pose a lot of problems. And then Halliburton has been great late in games. So you had a question of who's the guy to go to down the stretch when it's game-winning time. But it seems like Halliburton has answered that question.
Yeah, Mobley was hurt. Garland was hurt. So to your point, yeah, injuries kind of took Cleveland out of their rhythm. But big injury in Boston. Jason Tatum's done. Mm. But yet the Celtics rise up at home and blow out the Knicks in game five. Back at MSG tonight, Walt, you've played there many, many times, Madison Square Garden. What's that atmosphere going to be like in this one? And if Boston somehow manages to win, how does the pressure now flip back to the Knicks? Because they've been in a big position of strength here the last couple of games.
Well, yeah, you know, playing in an arena like the Madison Square Garden, you see so many stars there. So to me, it was always fun to play in that environment because when you see those people that you're watching on TV and movies and things like that, you want to show them, you know. So they be in the front row and you want to put on a show for them. So sometimes they can work to a disadvantage, you know, for the Knicks. But I tell you what, Boston looks more like they did when Udoka was coaching, you know, the movement of the ball. Sort of like, you know, under that Popovich sort of regime where you're moving the ball and hitting that guy, even the star players. And I think with Mazzulla, you know, he allows them to get a little bit more ISO. And at times, you know, Tatum can be a victim of his own talent. You know, sometimes when he's ISOing the ball, You know, sometimes it takes away from what his teammates can do. He has teammates that are high level, and so they need to get into the floor of the game. And sometimes, you know, I just feel like he needs to get a better understanding of when to take over and when to facilitate and allow his teammates to be a part of the action. I think that Jaylen Brown has a little bit more of a understanding of when to do that. But I think because of the way they've been moving the ball, you start to see all types of guys get into the flow of the game because they have some tremendous shooters on the team. And so I think it works to their advantage. It seems like they are incentivized with Jason Tatum going down. You know, sometimes that can help a team rally around each other, and it seems like Boston have. So it's going to be a tough game for the Knicks, man. I think that if the Knicks lose this game tonight, all the pressure absolutely go to the Knicks, shift to the Knicks, because you know, with Jason Tatum down, it seems like they should be able to take care of this Boston team. So if they can't do it, if Boston get two wins in a row on them, I think their confidence grow, and I think the Knicks, you know, they become a little bit more nervous.
Well, and like you said, it's exciting playing in New York. It's exciting, especially for the Knicks, where they're trying to get back to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time, and it feels like in ever, at least in recent memory, right? But you know it's also fun? Walt, Game 7s. And there's a Game 7 rolling around here on Sunday, Denver, OKC. I know when we talked last, you felt confident that Oklahoma City, from their defensive prowess, that they'd be able to get the job done. Are you still going with the Thunder to take this at home? Or is kind of the more veteran squad of the Nuggets going to be able to pull this one out on the road?
I think that OKC will win this. You know, I think the theme of the playoffs has been these young boys are showing the older guys that it's time that the regime has changed. You know, I think that OKC, once again, I think defensively they'll be able to bring it to the table. And I think when the others, when they play at home, you tend to be a little bit more relaxed. And you saw OKC, they missed a number of open shots that they normally make, the others. So I expect them to make those shots. But if the game is close down the stretch, the problem for me with OKC is who is that other guy? With Denver, you know it's Joker and then it's Murray. You know that. But for OKC, you know it's SGA, but who's that other guy? You know, Holmgren, Williams, those guys have not stepped up consistently. They rely on the depth of their team holistically to be that second player. And so down the stretch, you know, if they're taking the ball out of SGA hands, it's going to be interesting to see if the game is close, who's that guy that can get them over the hump. So, but I don't think it should be close. I think that OKC should win this game, you know, by at least about eight to 10 points.
Well, I guess we'll find out tonight, and then the winner is going to go on and face the Minnesota Timberwolves, which, again, find themselves back in the Western Conference Finals. And you just mentioned about when moments get tense or with the OKC that they are missing shots that they should have made. Well, that sometimes happens with when pressure rises and you get a little bit of the nerves setting in. The T-Wolves, though, Walt, they look like they're just playing with house money. They look like they're playing free. They're playing with a chip on their shoulder. Regardless if OKC or Denver wins, do you think the T-Wolves right now could have a legit shot to kind of push through and represent the Western Conference here in the finals?
Absolutely. The way they playing on the defensive end, you talk about Edwards, McDaniels, Rudy Gobert protecting the paint. Even when they switching on pick and rolls, Rudy's doing a good job of staying with guys and not allowing them to create a lot of space to get off good shots. You know, so he's been fantastic. You know, when anybody's getting into the paint area, he's always there. So he's forcing difficult shots. Randall has been lights out offensively. He's been consistent lately. And so, you know, he's been getting the job done. Najee Reed shooting the lights out. So, and, you know, McDaniels has been playing well offensively as well. So you don't even – I wouldn't say Anthony Edwards has been lighting it up, you know, consistently offensively. You know, the team –
has been playing well together. And so, once again, I believe they're hanging their head on what they could do defensively, and Minnesota's one of the best defensive teams, especially when you got Rudy Gobert anchoring them and controlling their paint. So, Minnesota got a chance against anyone for sure.
And Randall's been balling too. Hey, Walt Williams, Orioles are making me drink there, Walt. I don't know if you've been paying attention to baseball. They're not doing all that great. And it is a Friday on top of it, so I'm going to need a belt, and I'm looking for a vodka drink. What kind of vodka am I going to be pouring in that cranberry juice tonight?
Absolutely. You want to add that clutch vodka to it, man. The smoothest tasting vodka on the market. You know, premium vodka, affordable pricing, gluten-free, no sugar, no carbs, organically filtered. We give a portion of our sales to the One Maryland Collective, the NIL at the University of Maryland. We thought it would be a great idea to have support of the community and have them be a part of directly impacting the caliber of student-athlete the University of Maryland recruits. So follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Clutch Vodka, and check us out at www.clutchspirits.com to find locations near you. They carry Clutch Vodka, and to get the latest info on where my upcoming tastings are. I'm having one in Greenbelt this weekend and one out in Dawnstown the following weekend. So, yeah, come hang out, man. Check me out.
Well, you get closer to Glen Burnie, Baltimore, give me a call, and I'll be there. Walt Williams, the Wizard. Walt, appreciate the time as always. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother.
There he is. Walt Williams, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We're ripping it with Ryan. We'll come back, count some weekend dough, hopefully buy or sell, American League East report, and then back to firing people. Get in here at 410-583-1057.
Are you buying
great cash, homie,
or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney,
sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows. Plus, pay nothing till 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Ripping it with Ryan, buy or sell. Featured artist Friday, it's Bad Company. Orioles taking on the Nats. 7:05 will be at Pickles at 6 for BBT. Brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Me, Ryan, Joe LaCroix. Got the Preakness tomorrow. By the way, the old Bobster just hit the 2.9 exacta in race 3 for $23.20.
Look at you. Look, hey, at first drinks on you tonight.
That's, well, that'll cover mine.
Yeah.
Oh. And then you got NBA Stanley Cup playoffs. Caps are donezo. NFL schedules came out. Ravens have a pretty tough one on paper. We got a lot to get to, but right now, Nolan, let's count some more money here by yourself.
Well, I can't believe what I'm seeing. It's all green.
Yes.
Green. And I'm not colorblind.
That's not the radar over Baltimore at 7 o'clock, by any chance.
No. I got the S&P 500 here up about 1644. Dow Jones up 151. The NASDAQ up 20. Under Armour's up 24 cents. DraftKings up 19 cents. That's a clean sweep, boys. Start here in the NFL. Interesting bit of news surrounding the Bears coming out. ESPN writer Seth Wickersham. He's got a book coming out on quarterbacks, history of quarterbacks, but one little tidbit about Caleb Williams has really caught fire here over the last 24 hours. According to Wickersham, the Williams family was trying their hardest to figure out a way to avoid their son getting drafted by the Chicago Bears. As Carl Williams put it, his father, Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die. Not a strong history of quarterback success there, so they were so adamant about this that they were even considering having him skip the NFL draft or tell teams that he won't sign with them if they draft him. Instead, spend a year in the UFL and then jump back to the NFL and re-enter the draft mix there. Rules indicate that a player that does not sign after being drafted re-enters the draft pool the next year. The fact that this didn't happen, I think, shows how unrealistic it actually is. But for the sake of argument, the sake of conversation, let's say that Williams did become part of this year's 2025 class. Bob, are you buying or selling? His career would be better off in Tennessee with their number one overall pick than Chicago.
I'm selling it because Ben Johnson's now part of the equation in Chicago, who was in Detroit. And look, drama aside, and I seem to remember prior to the draft, this was leaking out anyway, that they were not really feeling. He wanted to go to the Vikings.
Yep.
Is what he wanted to do, Caleb Williams. Now, he's in a perfect situation. They've upgraded the offensive line. He's got weapons. They drafted a tight end to go with Cole Kmet. They can run the ball. I think Ben Johnson even said they, because no Bear, I didn't know this, but no Bears quarterback's ever thrown for 4,000 yards in a season. He's going to be that guy. And the Ravens play them this year, right? Mm-hmm. Chicago, if he stays healthy, Caleb Williams, I think Chicago, watch out for them in 2025. I think, no, he's better off where he is.
All right, how about tonight's game between the Orioles and Nationals? Cade Povich going to be pitching. He was pushed back from his originally scheduled start earlier in the week, which sets up a lefty versus lefty matchup tonight against Washington's Mackenzie Gore. In fact, the two of these guys actually opposed each other back in April, and it was, I guess, a modern version of a pitcher's duel that night, resulted in an Orioles 2-1 win. Povich lasted 6 2/3 on 87 pitches, maybe the start of his young career. As for the O's against Gore, well, they did just enough in that one, although their struggles against lefties very well documented at this point. Buy or sell, Ryan, we get another pitcher's duel, or at least a modern pitcher's duel tonight, both starters lasting 6+.
I guess I'll buy for the sense that we know the Orioles have struggled just a little bit against left-handed pitching this year, just a tad bit. And Cade Povich, like I mentioned in the previous segment, when you face a lineup of four and you have success, you have confidence. So they didn't see him well the first time. I'm buying that they're not going to see him well, I hope, tonight. And Mackenzie Gore, he's a stud. That guy is legit, and I think he's going to be one of the top pitchers in the National League for future years. So give me a low-scoring game tonight.
Buy or sell 10Ks for Gore.
Buy. Unfortunately. Ooh. He's Mackenzie Gore, of all the players, now that we're seeing James Wood, when that deal was made with the Nats and Padres, I was going, man, this dude's going to develop into something special. It's no knock to the Orioles. I just think Mackenzie Gore is that good.
Leads the majors in strikeouts, so there you go.
And our last topic for today also deals with this is an actual rivalry. That they make the Nats and Orioles rivalry weekend, even though it's not really a rivalry. It's a proximity rivalry.
No.
But for MLB thinks it is.
Right, because half Nats fans used to be Orioles fans. There's no rivalry here.
All right, but a real rivalry, the Subway Series, that returns this weekend. And it's a good one this year. Yankees and Mets both off to good starts. Recent history favors the Mets, though. They swept the season series last year 4-0. In fact, they haven't lost a season series against their crosstown rival since 2017, though there have been 5 splits in that time. This year, the series moves back to 6 games rather than 4. That hasn't happened since 2021. But buy or sell, Bob, the Mets keep the streak going against the Yankees and either win the season series or settle for a tie.
I'll buy that. And Soto's back at Yankee Stadium.
Yes, he is.
For the first time, what do you say, 50,000 against 1. Aaron Judge is playing slow pitch softball while the rest of baseball is playing, 95 plus, figure out how to hit this thing. But they're both doing well, as you said, Rodon against McGill. I think the Mets could either win the series. Season series or get the tie. Yeah, I don't think that's far-fetched. I'll buy that.
And their next meeting, I believe, it's also in the first half. So they're pretty close together. They don't have to wait very long. So we'll see how that one shakes out.
Gee, I wonder how many times it'll be on national television.
Well, it's got to be Sunday Night Baseball this week, right?
Probably is.
I'll be all discombobulated after the Orioles get swept by the Nats.
I'm doing
reverse psychology. Ryan Ripken, when we come back, American League East report, only one game last night. We'll talk about the schedule today, which includes the Yankees and the Mets. We'll get back to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. You want to fire people, we'll listen. Ryan's the voice of reason. He'll explain why that's not a prudent thing to do at this point in time. Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, talk Orioles with him at 1:30. As he wrote about the free agent signings in the offseason, Sagano, thumbs up. Laureano, we're thumbs up in here, right? O'Neill, Morton, Gary Sanchez, not so much.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store shares. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.